Chapter 17. Grand Event Center, Coruscant.
Wow, this place stinks,
Jaina said without preamble. Han gave Leia a meaningful glance.
Hey, this was your mother's idea.
Leia sighed and forced herself not to cover her own nose as they passed the Nerf Corral. The Coruscant Livestock Exchange and Exhibition had been underway for several days by the time arrangements had been made for the Solo family to attend. But as it lasted for a full month, they still had plenty of time. Many creatures had already gone home with their new owners to be displayed, ridden, petted, or eaten, as said new owners saw fit. But the reek of animal excrement of all varieties that made the daily pollution level of Coruscant seem non-existent was testimony to the fact that there was still plenty of things that walked, crawled, slithered, hopped, and/or flew to be seen. Escorting the Solos were two Jedi Knights, Natua Wan, a Faleen, and Radminker, a Brub. Han and Leia had tried to get Yakiel and Barv for the assignment, as Alana knew and liked both of them, especially Barv, but they were off-world at the moment. Natua and Rad, being there on official duty, were dressed in the traditional white and brown robes of their order. Leia and Jaina wore comfortable street clothes. All four Jedi carried lightsabers, though Leia and Jaina had theirs in roomy bags slung over their shoulders. All six of them strolled along leisurely, and Alana certainly had enough entertainment to keep her giggling happily for hours. And the littlest Solo was, as Leia had predicted, immune to the stench. They had not even entered the main exhibition area yet, and already Alana's eyes were wide. Leia stroked her short hair, dyed dark to disguise its too recognizable natural red, and smiled. Alana rewarded her with a grin and pointed at the large, furry animals with four horns, thick, shaggy coats, and a cloud of flies hovering over them.
I know them. Don't tell me,
Alana said. She had indeed been a diligent student over the past few days. Leia had said there would be a test afterward. What she hadn't told the girl was that the reward for passing the test, and both Leia and Han were sure Alana would pass with ease. She was an extremely intelligent little girl. Would be the riding animal she most gravitated toward. Even a tauntaun, if that's what she wants, Leia had said.
Hey, we had a deal,
Han had protested, but only half-heartedly.
Those are Nerfs,
Alana said proudly.
Jaina has a very pretty coat made from their hide, and we all like the steaks.
The animals grazed, placid for the moment. Alana pointed to another corral.
And the rams are separated because it's mating season. They can become very aggressive and fight each other, as well as trample their young.
Leia wasn't sure, but she could have sworn she saw Han blush a little as his granddaughter cheerfully rattled off the words, mating season. She smothered a grin.
That's right, sweetheart, Leia said. Nerfs aren't the nicest animals in the world.
But they're delicious,
Alana said. She had outgrown most of the slight lisp she had had as a younger child, but now and then it crept back on certain words.
Can we have Nerf burgers for lunch with Hubba chips?
If they're available at the cafeteria, Leia said.
She expected they would be, along with more exotic foodstuffs. After all, if she were a breeder or seller of livestock, she'd make sure everyone had a chance to find out how delicious said creatures were.
And those are panthers,
Alana said, hurrying down the entrance walkway to the next open-air corral. Natua Wan quickened her pace slightly, unobtrusively closing the gap between the child and her, keeping a close eye on Alana while maintaining the illusion to anyone who was watching that this was nothing more than a normal family and their Jedi friends on a social outing. Rad brought up the rear. Brub were a social people, and his present cheerful demeanor was completely unforced. He was enjoying himself.
They are a highly adaptable species and live on many worlds,
Alana said.
And those are... Oh, those are Rontos. I've never seen a live one before.
She started to run, but a strong hand gently caught hers.
Be careful, Amelia,
Natua Wan said kindly, the blue beads woven into her long black hair clacking with her movement.
There's a reason you haven't seen one. They're good animals, very loyal and fond of their masters, but they spook very easily. You don't want to be running up and scaring them.
Alana nodded seriously.
You're right, Jedi Wan.
She dropped down to a measured pace, unconsciously straightening.
Any way you can break her of that?
Jaina murmured to Leia as they walked side by side. The secret of Alana's identity was a closely guarded one, but Leia shared Jaina's fear. The girl was intelligent enough not to deliberately give herself away, but she had the movement and bearing of one bred to royalty, even at age 7. It would be a significant clue if anyone understood what they were looking at.
I figure that everyone knows she's a ward of a former princess and senator, Leia replied, pitching her voice equally soft. It would make sense.
Jaina snorted.
I didn't move and stand like that.
Well, you are your father's daughter. There wasn't much I could do with you in that area.